The Sable Queen, Disc 9.
Zwilt the Shade had been driving his ravagers hard. He had almost reached the southern walls of the abbey by midday, despite the worsening rainfall. The tall sable called a halt in the southern fringe of mossflower woodlands. From there, he could make out Redwall's south wall. It was barely visible through the sheeting rain curtain. Zwilt beckoned the ravager to his side. Falug, a tough-looking weasel, was not too bright, though he was trustworthy. On the march to the abbey, Zwilt had been forming a plan to which the inclement weather was an unexpected boon. He outlined his orders to Falug.
Listen now, I'm putting you in charge of half of these ravagers. How does that suit you, my friend?
A smile formed on the weasel's hard, knotty features.
So it suits me fine, Lord. General or something?
Zwilt managed to return the smile.
You can be a captain for now, Falug. Once I take that abbey, then you can be a general. Now listen. Take spear beasts and any who carry an axe. I need a tree. A good, big, solid one. Go away from Redwall so you won't be heard. Pick a beech or an elm. When you've chopped it down, trim it off, but leave plenty of bough stubs so it can be carried.
Falug racked his brain for a moment, then caught on.
Oh, you're going to burst your way in through the front door, Lord?
Zwilt patted the weasel's shoulder.
Exactly, Captain. So, make sure you get a tree that can do the job. Can I leave that to you, Captain?
Proud of his new title, the weasel threw out his chest.
Aye, Lord, you can trust me.
Zwilt nodded.
I do. Now, once you have the tree, or should I say the battering ram, carry it out of these woodlands, but try not to be seen. Take it over the path and across the ditch. Travel out on the flatlands a couple of miles. Stay low. Out there, that's where I'll be with the rest. Directly on a straight course to reach the big gate at Redwall. Understood?
Falug saluted.
Understood, Lord. A tree shouldn't weigh too much with 50 ravagers to carry it.
Another idea occurred to Zwilt.
Better still. Once you've got the tree, wait until nightfall before you bring it to me. That way you won't be seen.
With the rain still providing cover, Zwilt set out from the woodland fringe, along with his 100 warriors. Outwardly, he was the same enigmatic tall sable that his ravagers feared and obeyed. However, inwardly, Zwilt the Shade was quivering with anticipation at the prize which lay ahead. Unlike Valea, he did not need slaves and subdued woodlanders to serve his needs. An army of 200 was sufficient. Zwilt had always followed the trade of death, and plenty of slaughter was what he was looking forward to.